I'm Theodore Henry with the GIS Evening News for Friday, February 17. Coming up, capacity of Petrojam refinery to be expanded, country on track to achieve 1 million square feet of BPO space, and students urged to become developers of goods and services. The news in detail after this message.
The JCDC has a competition for everybody. Ladies, sign up for the Miss Jamaica Festival Queen by February 24 for your chance to become a cultural ambassador. For those talented in the kitchen, make sure you sign up for the Culinary Arts Competition by March 10. Writers, here is your chance. Sign up by April 28 for the Jamaica Creative Writing Competition. And calling all dancers, the World Reggae Dance Championship is here. Enter by June 23. Millions to be won in cash and prizes. Check jcdc.gov.jm and social media.
Now the news. The governments of Jamaica and Venezuela earlier this week signed an agreement to execute the Petrojam refinery expansion project. The project, to be carried out at a cost of $1 billion, will increase Jamaica's national oil refinery's crude oil capacity from 36,000 barrels of oil per day to 50,000 barrels per day. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology, Dr. Andrew Wheatley, says the project is an important milestone towards making the upgrade of the Petrojam facility a reality. He adds that it is pivotal to securing energy security and fueling the country's economic development. The project will be executed by Sino Hydro Corporation Limited, which will undertake financing, engineering, procurement, and construction. Further steps should see the establishment of a task force comprised of 5 representatives from either country within the next month. The team will have responsibility for finalizing contractual arrangements with Sino Hydro for project execution. Jamaica is on track to have 1 million square feet of business processing outsourcing BPO space under operation this year. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, says the BPO sector is experiencing tremendous buy-in from the private sector, which has translated into several firm commitments for construction of new operating spaces.
During the course of this year, we are likely to get on the stream between what the agents of government, the Factories Corporation of Jamaica, Port Authority, and several private sector leaders will do. We could be bringing on stream during the course of 2017 over 1 million square foot of space. That is talking about an average of 2,000 per 100 square foot. You're looking at 20,000 additional jobs.
The additional 20,000 jobs, Dr. Chang adds, will provide a major boost to the government's efforts to achieve 200,000 jobs in the sector by the year 2020. He was speaking on Thursday at the groundbreaking ceremony for the construction of a new BPO facility in Portmore, St. Catherine. A section of the Happy Grove High School in Portland has been refurbished at a cost of about $10.5 million. The renovation, funded by the government of Japan, is part of a larger commitment to provide $30 million in similar development projects. Education Minister Senator Ruel Reed, speaking at the official handing over ceremony earlier this week, said he was looking forward to more partnerships to develop the education system.
This renovation of your two largest classroom blocks, Block C and Harvey Hall, represents one of the finest examples of the generosity of the people and government of Japan to the people and government of Jamaica. This program has been funded through the grant assistance from the Grassroots Human Security Projects. And indeed, we look for us to continue this program. There are many other schools who have previously benefited, and others are being lined up to benefit from your generosity.
The upgraded blocks were handed over by Japanese Ambassador to Jamaica, Masanori Nakano. And Education Minister Ruel Reed is urging students to become developers of goods and services that will ultimately lead to economic growth. The minister was addressing the National Careers Week 2017 Regional Forum at the Jamaica Conference Center in downtown Kingston on Thursday. He called on students to be aware of the changing 21st century labor market, which requires higher levels of training and skill sets.
How many times you see made in Jamaica on these electronics? Ever seen? Isn't that a shame? So as I'm talking about, if we want Jamaica to be great, it means that we have to get to the stage where what we produce and consume have the label what? Made in Jamaica.
The regional forum formed part of Careers Week 2017, February 11 to 17. The week-long observance is organized by the Education Ministry, HeartTrust NTA, and Junior Achievement Jamaica. That was the GIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.